AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's been another day of misery for passengers of Southwest Airlines. The AP's Julie Walker reports Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says all the flight cancellations by Southwest are unacceptable.
Some Southwest customers sleeping in airports, others taking rental cars, buses, and rebooking.
We just decided to buy tickets on American. We paid $1,400.
Danielle Zanin spent 4 days getting home to Illinois from Albuquerque with her husband and two young children.
Now I have to explain why we're missing Christmas and what's happening with Santa and presents.
Southwest CEO Bob Jordan.
Our plan for the next few days is to fly a reduced schedule and reposition our people and planes, and we're making headway.
But Zanin vows,
I will probably never get on another flight with them.
Southwest saying they'll reimburse customers for expenses. I'm Julie Walker.
Erie County Executive Mark Polenkar says more storm-related deaths are being reported in Buffalo, New York.
It is devastating, paralyzing. It has taken 34 of our fellow citizens. I offer my deepest condolences and sympathies to the individuals who've lost loved ones at this holiday season. It's terrible. I understand it. Every time this Christmas season comes along, people are going to remember the storm and the death of their loved one.
In San Francisco, David DePap, the man accused of breaking into House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home and beating her 82-year-old husband in October, pleaded not guilty to 6 charges, including attempted murder. Yesterday, one of the organizers of a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer was sentenced to 16 years in prison. Today, the other top organizer, Barry Croft Jr., was sentenced to 19 years in prison. In California, suspected serial killer Wesley Brownlee has been charged with 4 more killings, bringing the total to 7 deaths since April of last year in Stockton, California. The Vatican says 95-year-old Pope Emeritus Benedict's health has worsened over the past hours due to advanced age, and doctors are constantly monitoring his condition. This is AP News. China will again issue visas and passports as it steps away from antivirus controls.
The move could set up the stage for a flood of Chinese people going abroad for next month's Lunar New Year. The holiday that starts on January the 22nd is the country's busiest travel season, but it also presents a danger they might spread COVID-19 outside of China as infections surge at home. China stopped issuing visas to foreigners and passports to its own people at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in early 2020. The easing of restrictions comes as China tries to reverse an economic slump. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hong Kong will scrap some of its coronavirus restrictions, including PCR tests for inbound travelers and vaccination requirements to enter certain venues. For most of the pandemic, Hong Kong has aligned itself with China's zero COVID strategy, requiring stringent tests and isolation for close contacts. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.